brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
When you own a business, every day is perpetual motion. So what if you could stop and really look around? You'd probably see new ways to save money, starting with energy costs. And Georgia Power can help with tools and resources to enable every type of business to use energy efficiently. And we offer commercial energy efficiency programs to help reduce your bill. So today, stop and learn more and start saving money. Visit georgiapower.com/commercial savings.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business, the show that's dedicated to small business. If you're a business owner or entrepreneur, this is the show for you. I'm Stacy Key, the president and CEO of the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council, GMSDC, the state's leading small business development organization for the great state of Georgia. Everyone knows the majority of jobs are created by small business. And every Tuesday at 11:30, we bring you relevant issues that help you grow that business. Information that you can't get anyplace else is here on Let's Talk Small Business. And this month, we're focused on energy. This is Energy Awareness Month. It's Energy Action Month. So throughout the month, we're going to be focused on energy, helping you reduce your energy cost, helping you be more aware, and bringing you topics and solutions that can help you around this whole energy space. And so today with me, I'm very fortunate to have a wonderful co-host, none other than Sylvester Johnson of the Home Depot Company. Mr. Johnson, welcome for and thank you for joining me as my co-host.
Thank you for having me, Stacy. I really appreciate it.
Home Depot is a wonderful partner of GMSDC, and no better person as we're talking about energy efficiency, because the Home Depot in your retail stores have lots of solutions around the space. Is that not correct?
Yes, ma'am, we do. So please shop Home Depot for your energy efficiencies and all of your savings.
Oh, wow. Okay. So shop, Home Depot, the Home Depot. We've got an exciting guest here today, one of our minority business owners, Mr. Paul Williams of Greenspeed Energy Solutions. He's going to be talking with us today about energy efficiency, talking about this industry. And Paul has an impressive resume. He's got a lot of experience and knowledge. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Stacy, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So first of all, tell us about Greenspeed Energy Solutions. Tell us about your background so that we know all about you.
Well, Greenspeed Energy Solutions is a turnkey energy solutions and strategies company. We primarily work with commercial industrial customers and implementing energy conservation strategies that reduce energy costs and create energy savings.
So oh, that's right. That's right. You know, the show we had last week with Georgia Power set the stage for this whole efficiency. And you've got those solutions that implement for commercial customers. You're the implementation guy, the action part of this month.
That's correct. We work with Fortune 1000 companies. We do a lot of hospitality, retail, big box. In fact, have worked with Sylvester's, the Home Depot, and reducing their energy costs. As it pertains to their HVAC systems. We do a lot of government contracts as well. Have a contract with the U.S. Post Office. So we do work all over the country. We've done work in 38 states. Been business for 9 years or so.
Excellent. So you're working on helping energy efficiency conservation. So what's the behavior around this in the commercial? We talked last week about this as well, because when you think about conservation and efficiency, it's a behavior. And in the commercial space, it's a little bit different from what you might see in a residential at the house. You know, so what's the behavior around the commercial space?
That's correct. But there are some similarities between the consumer and residential and commercial industrial user. One of the easiest, most simplest things that we can dive into is knowing what you spend, be it for electricity, gas, or water. And, what does that bill mean? How much are you using? Are you paying too much? Are you on the right rate? Are you wasting the utilities in electricity, gas, or water? So knowing what you're using is a great start. So we find that to be called benchmarking, and knowing where you stand with
is that
your
an audit?
Peers.
Because Georgia Power, they talked about those audits. Georgia Power free audits.
That's exactly right. Okay. Audits. And so as we're a trade ally of Georgia Power as well. So we perform these audits and mostly commercial industrial customers, and also identify where their usage is and where their waste is. And so once you can understand where your use is, then you can attack those strategies to reduce that consumption.
Excellent.
Well, Mr. Williams, you talked about some of your work with the Home Depot and larger corporations. What are some of the best ways small businesses can capitalize on energy efficiencies in today's marketplace?
Great question. Small business today is challenged with the rising costs of electricity, natural gas, the volatility of natural gas. Even though it's the price points are low today, there's an inherent risk that those costs could rise, impacting the bottom line. As we know, in Atlanta, we have one of the highest costs of water. Due to the processing of wastewater. So small businesses are challenged with the reduction of that cost. Usually that's one of the top three expenses they need to deal with.
Well, the top three, is it electricity, water, and gas? Or what is it when you say the top?
Well, for a small business in general, be if they're manufacturing or if they're an office building, warehouse, electricity or that cost is a substantial cost, an expense line item. So when you can attack an expense line item that is a significant cost to impact net operating income, then you can look at investing in energy saving conservation strategies that really impact the bottom line. And ultimately, that's what we do. We are really, the action item is to reduce the usage, but it ultimately impacts the bottom line, increases their net profits. So from a small business perspective, understanding that cost is impactful on their P&L and attacking that from an investment strategy, that makes it a lot easier to overcome some of the investments that we are out there identifying, be it lighting or HVAC, implementing a solar strategy, something of along those nature.
Okay, so you said lighting, HVAC, and solar. Now, one of the conversation we've had around solar in this market of Georgia, because we've got the cloud cover, what is solar? And there's been a lot of talk about solar in Georgia. So those are the three hot areas: HVAC, electricity, and solar.
Yep.
And so is solar a viable option in Georgia?
It is solar is a viable option. It is becoming more affordable. It's still, I would say, somewhat dependent on the government subsidies, rebates, or tax deductions. But as over the last 5 years, the cost of solar has come down, the efficiencies have increased. It's making it a more viable dependable resource, especially when we talk about renewables. You make a great point that we don't have a consistent solar radiation here in Georgia. We have cloud covers. We have days like 11 days of rain.
I call it the 40 days and 40 nights. Yeah. So I thought the arc was coming.
So we have to contend with that. And if you're in other parts of the country, say Southern California, the desert country, part of our country, then there's a more consistent and more dependable, and I think there's a less risk of that variability. That becomes the key there is variable production. However, with efficiencies gaining and the cost reductions, it is a viable solution that needs to be addressed and is part of your overall solution.
So for small, from small business and solar, what would be the solution you would have? What would that be?
As I mentioned, solar could be a part of a total solution. Understanding where you're spending and then attacking that. So let's talk about electricity, for example. Knowing what systems impact your energy spend, your electricity consumption. What we have done an audit, and then we determine through that audit, perhaps a lighting system upgrade or an HVAC enhancement like we do with Home Depot, that would make the systems more efficient and thus reducing the overall cost. And we call that demand reduction in our space. So demand reduction ultimately means reduce what you use. So And that is a renewable source in itself, because once you remove that consumption, that demand, that's gone forever. A simple analogy, have a lighting system and you have a 100-watt incandescent light bulb, and now you have this new light emitting diode LED technology that's 10 watts, let's say. So you're saving 90%, okay? So you go from 100 down to 10, it's 90% reduction. That's gone for life. The life of that light bulb is gone, and so your pill is going to be impacted for the life of the system.
Okay.
So that's a renewable source. And so energy efficiency and demand reduction is the most cost-effective and most quickest impact that you can do with your facility as a small business or a large business.
Okay. What do you see as the future of energy-related projects as it pertains to the scope of what you do?
Well, that's another great observation. In our industry, we have the lowering of cost of producing solar and the higher efficiency of the technologies. But as I mentioned, what I see most impactful is addressing HVAC, which is a substantial component of the total usage. There's a lot of focus on rooftop package units and other HVAC technologies.
When you say rooftop package, tell me what that is.
So a rooftop package unit, and the acronym RTU, rooftop unit, it's just what you see mostly on buildings, these big boxes that have the, and what I mean by package unit, it has everything in one box. So on Home Depot, there might be 17 of these on the average, and probably are, along with the lighting system, make up 90% of all the electrical load. So if you can make that component more efficient, you're going to have a very large impact on your bottom line. So making their rooftop package unit, their air conditioned system, more efficient by installing what we have, our solution is called RTU Max. It is implementing a type of controller that manages their supply fan. It's the fan, the motor that moves the air across the coils that basically reduce humidity and increase or decrease the temperature, increases comfort. So by adjusting that fan speed to the exact condition that you need, then you're reducing significant electrical waste. In other words, right now a standard unit may just run consistently at, say, 7.5 horsepower. Well, that's only needed partial time. So, say 70% of the time, it only needs to be running equivalent to maybe a 3 horsepower. So it's a significant reduction of energy use by putting these controllers on rooftop package units. Lighting is another a significant component. And we mentioned that Home Depot has done numerous lighting projects over the years in reducing their expense. They've went from one technology, what we call HID or metal halide, to a more efficient fluorescent technology. Mm-hmm. Well, the next step will be going from fluorescent technology to LED.
LED.
And they'll see another significant improvement, not only in the quality of light, but the reduction of electricity costs. And I'll make note that fluorescent technology still contains mercury. So we talk about sustainability and reducing mercury content. So we're going to reduce all the mercury that we currently use in fluorescent technology with a more a digital light source. So really, I see that, Sylvester, as a significant change in the way we see lighting today. Mm-hmm. Over the next 10 to 15 years, we're going to see a significant shift in the technology that's used to light our homes and our businesses.
So larger businesses can absorb the upfront cost associated with any type of energy efficiency and realize those cost savings over a period of time. Small businesses, not so much, right?
Yeah.
And I think there's a fear of, you know, really saving money over a long period of time because of the upfront cost. What type of advice can you give a small business that wants to realize those savings?
Sure, sure.
But they need to make a smart investment in energy efficiency so that they realize it over a period of time.
Sure, we're challenged with that exact question every day. The small business here in Georgia have the ability to take advantage of Georgia Power's rebate program. Specifically, let's talk about lighting. There is, for the small user or a small business, they could get as much as $400 per kW reduced. That's twice the commercial rate of $200 per kW. So getting access to that is a great way to help fund those efficiency improvements, which reduces the upfront cost. Another great strategy is we finance these projects, both small and large. These projects will reduce operating costs. So if your utility bill reduces, say, $1,000 a month, but your debt service is only $500 a month, then you're already saving $500 a month, putting it in your pocket day one without a dollar out. So that's a new strategy. Well, I say new. It's been becoming more and more popular here as of late, but it's been around for at least 25 years that I've been in this business. But more and more small businesses are getting access to that strategy. So you're financing a energy efficiency project, be a lighting or HVAC system improvement, and then the energy savings are more than paying for the cost of that debt service. So you have a, we call cash positive day one. Great strategy for small businesses to take advantage of. And again, buying down that upfront cost by free money from the local utility is a great way to start.
Yeah, how will they finance a project like this? Will they go through a large bank or?
Greenspeed have a financing arm?
Yeah, maybe? So we finance projects.
That's a strategy,
sure.
Though.
So we partner with, depending on the type of customer is, we have partners for small business and large businesses. As of late, we just recently did a significant project with a Fortune 500 company. So big and small. So we had recently did a small little mom and pop where we financed it, and they're putting about $600 a month in their pocket day one. No upfront money out of their pocket.
And that's how you want to make it happen.
Sure.
Let me ask this question, because we talked earlier, you know, we talked before about saving. And everything's about the savings, and the savings is what pays for the investment. And so when you think about the savings, what's typical from a lighting versus HVAC versus something on the solar? Because it's got different investment costs and it's got typical savings. What do you see? What is the comparison there?
That's a great topic. So great, lighting and HVAC, both our R2 Max solution and most of the projects that we do with lighting are somewhere between less than 2-year payback. So if you look at the return on investment, that's a significant return on investment for a small business owner. Certainly it's going to exceed the NASDAQ or any other financial investments you can put your money into today. So many of our customers understand that. One of the things that we do on a daily basis is advocate for that. So we educate our customers by investing in their own business and reducing operating costs, they can get a significant return on their money. So that's one of the things that we're always selling is the financial side, the actual savings. So on a lighting and mechanical HVAC upgrade, we may see a 2 to 3 year payback. Significantly, a lot of our projects are even less than that. When you throw in a utility rebate, it might be a 1 year payback.
So wow.
Yes. Yeah, so
a 1 year payback.
Sure, that's almost what we call a no-brainer,
right,
in our space. Solar, on the other hand, with the use of a what they call a PPA, power purchase agreement, it's a more of affordable way to mitigate your electrical cost as opposed to a savings. So that's becoming a very popular way to invest in renewable energy. It's a financing vehicle, if you will. The return on investment, if you were to go outright and purchase solar, depending on your tax situation of being able to use the benefits, could be 5 to 10 years as compared to a 1 to 3.
Yeah, that's a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask this question. Checklist. What kind of checklist are available to help small businesses kind of go through their little checklist and kind of, okay, let me figure out what I need to do, what I need to focus. Do I need a lighting? Do I really need HVAC? Solar may not be an option because, again, if I'm in a building where my office is, I'm not going to be doing solar. But if I'm in my physical office, I can always do electricity, which is clear.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is actually on point with a lot of small business owners are going to be tenants, right? So they're
correct.
Having hard, that it's kind of difficult to isolate their consumption using solar and feeding into yep. their usage. So that becomes problematic. But everyone has lighting and everyone has HVAC in
correct.
Georgia.
Correct.
Our climate requires it. So artificial lighting to basically be able to work in our environments is the case. So you look over your head and you'll see that you have energy efficient or inefficient lighting. So I said earlier.
Can you visibly tell the different kinds of lighting by can you just look and tell?
So
the difference?
Well, when you hire a company like Greenspeed Energy to come do an audit.
Oh, when you hire Greenspeed Energy.
We have
Energy.
Experts that can kind of identify that for you.
So, but, and we'll talk about how do you hire Greenspeed Energy?
Well, simple thing. Go to our website, www.greenspeedenergy.com, or you can definitely send an email to info@greenspeedenergy.com. Those are two quick ways to get a hold of us. One of our engineers would come out and do an audit, identify those inefficient technologies, mm-hmm. and prescribe a solution which would identify the technologies that we would recommend that is the best value to the customer.
I like that best value.
Yeah,
approach.
Best value. We're not tied to any kind of manufacturer, so we're not pushing a product. Mm-hmm. We're really advocating for the best technology, best solution for our customers to reduce energy and increase their bottom line. In other words, return on investment. So we're really focused on educating our customers and making them understand what they're going to get in their investment. And we do talk about it as an investment versus a cost of the project. By identifying those inefficient components, we can prescribe solutions for lighting and HVAC and identify what those cost savings would be and coordinate those free dollars from Georgia Power's rebate for them as a service to our customers.
Okay. And so, you know, earlier off, you know, we were off a mic. We were talking about these strips and that energy efficiency. And
sure.
Of course, you'd only buy them at the Home Depot company, of course.
Sure.
But talk about those strips, about those smart strips.
Sure. These plug load strips, which you're referring to, we were talking offline about that, is a...
And Sylvester, so we're going to want make sure that we're thinking about this is going to be the gift of the month. We're going to somehow promote this. We're going to put it out on Twitter. This is the hot gift, the smart strip. This is it.
Yes.
That everybody's got to have. And of course, we're going to tell everybody what the product number will be at the Home Depot.
That's
so
right.
So that they can
That's
go
right.
get it at Home Depot. We're going to plaster it out because that seems to be the go-to device for energy efficiency.
Sure. So since we're plugging that, what we're referring to is a plug-in strip, like a power strip, that's has intelligence built in to turn off the loads that are connected to that power strip. So we call these
awesome.
Loads vampire loads. They suck energy away from you at night when we're sleeping. We have our flat screen TVs plugged in, our DVD players, even our iPhone and iPad chargers that aren't connected to a device are actually using little bit of the power. So by disconnecting that load at the power strip, we're saving inherently wasted energy. We don't need our LED flat screen to be powered on until we're ready to watch some
Falcons football.
Football, yeah, exactly. Falcons football would be one of those. So the power strip then it has that intelligence built in either through occupancy or it learns how pattern of the way you use your loads, and it's a great way that automatically saves energy. And I love that when it's automatic, we don't have to think about it. Another product, great product from Home Depot, is the Nest thermostat.
Okay, the Nest.
Highly recommend that.
Talk about the Nest.
So for your small business, everyone has a thermostat to control their air conditioning. So when you're not there, if it's on, we're wasting our energy, correct? So the Nest is a programmable thermostat that's accessed through the internet, through your iPhone and your Android, whichever device. If you forget to shut it off or you want it, turn it on when you You can access it on your way home from work, for example. It also has built-in intelligence that understands your pattern of usage and has a feature of away. So when you're away from your home, it will shut off your system.
Shuts it all the way off.
Completely off.
And so it's not sucking any energy at all.
That's correct.
And oh my.
Yeah, so it will.
That alone is
you
huge.
You have two ways to control it. You have it by temperature. Of course, you want your temperature house, say, not to exceed 78 degrees or 80 mm-hmm. degrees in the summertime. But at the same time, if you have no one home, that's another way for it to control an on-off strategy. It's a great 1 year, less than 1 year payback in my mind. A great product sold at Home Depot. So
let me ask this question about that. So the Nest, so the product, and so normally when you have your thermostat and you have it programmable, is it still sucking energy versus the Nest product, which is not sucking energy at all?
It's the standard programmable thermostat is what I would call more analog. It's just based on temperature settings.
Correct.
What I like about the Nest, it adds in a couple components. It's like you're looking at occupancy, you're looking at temperature, you can even look at humidity. So all these factors will reduce the usage of your air conditioning system. I like that it's accessible via the internet. And then the last thing I love about it sends you a monthly report telling you what your usage is. And
ooh.
I said this earlier in our conversation today.
Need to know.
Know what you're using.
Know your numbers.
Know exactly.
Know your numbers.
Too many small businesses, owners and consumers alike, traditionally get their power bill and
pay
natural
it.
Gas.
You just pay it. We just pay it.
Simply
we
write
do.
A check. And you know, ask the hard question, am I paying too much? You know, what am I doing? What causes my power bill to go up so much? What causes my natural gas bill to go up? So knowing what you're using and getting a report like you get from Nest really drives behavior. That's your word.
Back to that behavior.
So when you have that mechanism telling you in an email, hey, you didn't save this month, usually it drives your behavior to do a better job. The last product I would throw out is the LED light bulbs that Home Depot has on their shelves. A great investment. Everyone's familiar with compact fluorescents, those little the fluorescents that go into lamps. That was a great technology change and a shift from incandescent to fluorescent. Now we're having the ability to even reduce, say, a 23-watt compact fluorescent down to 7 or 8 watts. The life expectancy on LED is 5 to 10 times longer than compact fluorescent. So again, you're not going to have to buy as many light bulbs, which is again
savings, efficiency,
and the quality of the light is significantly better. You have the capability of on-off quickly, on-off. There's no waiting for it to warm up. And the other thing we love about it, it's fully dimmable. So you can put that in your kitchen, your lamps. You can dim them down where the other strategies, the old compact fluorescent didn't do a very good job of that. So we're very excited about LED. We think that's the end game right now for lighting, and over the next 10-15 years, as I mentioned earlier, we just see it kind of being the digital revolution, just like cellular did with phones or TVs did with those big tubes. We're going to see the same type of shift with that lighting technology.
Okay, as we're wrapping up, Sylvester, I think we've got several products for the month, for this energy efficiency month. We've got the Smart Strip, we've got the Nest, we've got the LED bulbs, mm-hmm. and we may figure out another product. So we're gonna figure out this month how we focus on the products. We send folks to the Home Depot to buy those products. And, you know, we're gonna do some sort of big focus all around that this month about this efficiency and these efficient products. So we're gonna ask the Home Depot to have all of this stuff in stock, have it on your shelves, have it full. Can you help us with that? If there's another product you guys have out there for this energy efficiency month that you might want us to promote, you can let us know. well?
Just insulation. I mean, properly insulating your home is a great way to be efficient as well. So I think a lot of people with the emergence of technology around this space.
Yes, that's true.
But I think properly insulating.
Plain old simple insulation.
Absolutely.
Going back to
In addition to the other great products that Mr. Williams named.
Yep. Excellent. So first of all, I want to thank you, Paul, for joining us. This is I'm excited. All this technology and Sylvester co-hosting with me. This is excellent. We've got a lot going on. Throughout the month, we're going to be talking about this energy efficiency all month. We're going to be bringing you tips and techniques. We're going to be highlighting products that you can get at the Home Depot all month and throughout the year to help you reduce your cost, drive money to the bottom line so you can hire more people, create jobs in this great state all this month. So again, thank you for joining us for this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. I want to thank our sponsors, Georgia Power, a Southern company, the Coca-Cola company, the Cox family of companies, Ronstadt. And without you, this would not be possible. Again, thank you for joining us.